From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Help is starting to reach Haiti after Tuesday's earthquake, but for the thousands of people who've been without fresh water and food, it can't come soon enough. Tensions are reported rising. The Port-au-Prince airport is overwhelmed, as the BBC's Mark Doyle reports.
The scene at Port-au-Prince airport is busy but chaotic. I saw around 20 relief planes jostling for space in the small unloading area next to the runway. Many have been delayed by the limitations of the airport. My own flight into Haiti with an international medical team had to circle for 3 hours before it landed. Some of the planes are full of medical supplies, others have expert rescue teams from South American countries, Europe, or the United States. It's far from clear how effective the distribution of the aid may yet be. There are problems of coordination with the Haitian government, and some roads are reported to be blocked by buildings toppled in the quake.
That's the BBC's Mark Doyle in Port-au-Prince. The U.S. is sending thousands of troops, relief supplies, and a hospital ship. Edmund Mullay, a United Nations Assistant Secretary General, reacted to seeing the U.N. mission building, which collapsed in the earthquake.
It's a very emotional moment for me because we had a six-story high building standing behind me, and now, as you can see, it's only one story. And we know that between 50 or up to 100 people are buried there, and we don't know, what's going to happen.
The UN mission is still operating, but some of its leaders are among people missing or dead. The UN food program says looters have broken into UN food warehouses in Port-au-Prince. The agency says looting is to be expected in emergencies and that it doesn't know what remains of its pre-earthquake food stocks. A federal grand jury in Chicago has handed up a new indictment against two Chicago men charged with helping to plan a terrorist attack in Mumbai, India. The two were already charged with plotting to attack a Danish newspaper. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
The new superseding 12-count indictment upgrades charges against Chicago businessman Tahawar Hussein Rana to include allegations that he helped plan the terrorist rampage in Mumbai in 2008 that killed 166 people, including six Americans. David Coleman Headley had already been charged with participating in that plot, and both men are charged with planning to attack a newspaper in Copenhagen to kill the artist who drew a controversial cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad. That cartoon sparked violent protests among outraged Muslims around the world. According to the new indictment, Headley traveled to Mumbai under the guise of setting up an office for Rana's business as cover for his real mission, allegedly scouting out potential targets for the terrorist attacks, including hotels and a bus station. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
This is NPR News. Pope Benedict's planned visit this Sunday to the Rome synagogue has caused a split among Italian Jews. The head of the country's rabbinical assembly will boycott the event. He's protesting the Pope's decision to put the late Pope Pius XII on the track to sainthood. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Rabbi Giuseppe Laras, former chief rabbi of Milan and current head of the grouping of Italian rabbis, told a German Jewish newspaper that the Pope's visit will bring nothing good and will only benefit the more reactionary sectors of the Catholic Church. Laras had sharply criticized Benedict's decision last month that recognized what he called his predecessor's heroic virtues. Pius is widely accused of remaining silent during the Holocaust. The move triggered outrage among Jews worldwide. Laras said a subsequent Vatican statement that the decision was not meant to limit historical discussion of the wartime pope did not clarify anything. Laras' boycott puts him in conflict with Rome's chief rabbi Riccardo Di Segni, who says the papal visit will be a major step in an evolving relationship that was complex and also sometimes strained. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Democratic congressional leaders say they are getting closer to resolving differences on a health care bill. An agreement appears to be near on taxing more expensive insurance policies, as President Obama wants, and exempting some union health insurance policies from an excise tax. President Obama met with Democratic leaders at the White House until about 1 o'clock this morning. They continued talking after he left the meeting. Lawmakers have set an informal goal of today for reaching a final compromise for a bill that can be voted on. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.